Hi, this is Robin Daniels, CMO at Matterport. You're listening to Real Estate Podcast Show. Enjoy.
Four, three, two, one. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. It is officially the best day of the year. Today is when the summer going into fall, which is basically fall boot camp, but it is in the summer. So summer boot camp sessions start now. If you grew up playing sports and if you ever played football, September is when the season began, but in August is when all the hard work is done and it's when the champions are made. Those of us who were ready to commit to as much training as we had to, and I needed conditioning, I needed to run, I needed to lift, I needed to do everything I needed to do to be ready for the game. That is when the champions are made. The years leading up to the Olympics are when the champions are made. So in this case, when you're making, in some cases, the gold medal attempt for your life, for your success, doesn't it make sense to at least spend, you know, a couple of days, a couple of weeks, even just trying it out, just to make sure that you're in the right position? So you can do that now with my free real estate boot camp classes. They're all done online. All you need is an email address and you are ready to go. There are two courses going on right now, and over the years, again, these have been probably one of the most popular segments, and now with the podcast, one of the most popular segments I've done, because it really does open up a lot of doors, and I focus on, when I'm doing this, I focus on asking you questions that will hopefully stimulate conversations that you need to have before there's actual money and before there's actually a dream property on the table. Because if you're just learning how to negotiate, how to find properties, how to find the deals, if you're just learning that as you're trying to find your home, it's gonna cost you a shitload of money. And what I mean by that is if you decide to even delay your purchase by, you know, one season, it could end up costing you in certain big cities, it could end up costing you thousands of dollars just by doing that. For some people who haven't made the move to jump in, it's obviously cost them a lot more. So if you're making a move soon, and even if you've made a move before and you need a refresher, because I'll tell you right now, there's nothing about this market that is similar to anything before 2020. There is nothing about it. So if you're coming from being a renter, and again, I have nothing against renting, but you just have to remember that if you're renting, you are still paying a mortgage, but the difference is you're paying the landlord's mortgage and you're paying 100% interest, meaning that you are only paying interest. You're not getting anything out of it. 10 years down the line, you could have put $50,000 in their pocket, you get nothing. As an owner of a property, you start off paying mostly interest, and eventually it's more and more and more principal, to the point where eventually, depending on the size of the mortgage and how many years you want to try to pay it off, there's a chance you can pay it off. And if you do that over 20 years, you will be much better ahead than most people who are renting. And it's just a fact, because there's a lot of discipline involved in the process of being a homeowner, and it's essentially forced savings. And as our cities are growing at a very quick rate, it's also very important for you guys to, again, plan your future. So again, for those of you, whether you bought or sold before, it doesn't matter. It's an entirely new process. There's a lot of new elements to it. There's a lot of very intricate details that you need to know. So to make sure that you get the best possible experience, get started today. Sign up at realestatepodcastshow.com, right in the blog section, right on the front page of my website. I keep things very simple about getting signed up with me. I don't ever want to make it hard for you guys. So you can head over there, get signed up right away, and make sure that you're in the first session of classes. And of course, if they do get filled up, I will add more sessions. But for right now, there is a limit of 100 people this month. So I want to make sure if you're one of those people that's signing up, make sure that you do so today and let me know whether it's buying or selling that you are doing. And sometimes it's both. And if it's both, then of course you'll have both classes to take. But it's really important that you do this. And this is completely free. There's no strings. There's no contracts. You don't need to be my client to do this. To me, this is extending an olive branch to you to say that I want to earn your trust. I want to earn your respect. And of course, we both have to like each other. So if you haven't, if you've been listening to my podcast for long enough, you probably know me a little bit. My humor comes through. And if you do know me in real life, you'll know that this is not a radio voice. It's a radio face, but not a radio voice. But trying to keep everything and trying to keep you guys, entertained and educated is a big part of this. Because again, if you're not, understanding this from someone who understands the process really, really well, which I do, you're not getting your money's worth. So let's do this right. If you're doing it again, let's make sure you do this right. And we uncover every possible scenario and do a lot of problem solving. We even do script training, which is important to do when you're a buyer or seller. There's things that you need to know what to say, what to ask, and what research to do. And a lot of the stuff that you're looking for, by the way, is not on Google. And I'll tell you where it is, but you got to make sure that you're signed up for the class. Real Estate podcastshow.com. Head over to the front page, check out the blogs, and off you go, and see you on the field.